All right, we're here at ChasingCheckersRadio.com, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Chase McCabe hanging out at the Dover International Speedway with the famous Bob Pockris of Fox Sports. He's been covering the sport for a long time, and looks like we're going to have a fun one here today, Bob, as the Cup Series gets ready to take on the high banks here at Dover. But before we get into that, I want to start. You were at the next-gen car reveal that we saw a few weeks ago. I know a lot of people are excited about this because it's not going to be a necessarily huge game changer, but I think it's going to open the doors for some new owners, possibly some new OEMs as well, because of just how much the teams are going to be saving when it comes to money. But what were some of your impressions with the new car?
Well, Chase, I think it could very well be a game changer. First off, the cars looks pretty sweet, right? And so that doesn't tell you how they're going to race, but at least they're going to look sweet. And, you know, a lot of this car comes from vendors. Teams won't be manufacturing cars anymore. They'll buy their chassis from one vendor. They'll buy their bodies from another vendor. And so how are they going to be able to work on their cars to make the cars go fast? Well, they'll be able to move suspension pieces. Mounting areas, they have a little bit more freedom in there. So that's a good thing. There's some foam in the front and rear bumpers for safety. The driver sits a little lower and a little bit closer to the middle of the car, and they feel that both those things could help in crashes. So I think a lot of good things to come from that car. It remains to be seen. Is it going to be cheaper? Probably not the first year. You know, yes, teams, how much money is it going to cost? And they say, well, it could be anywhere from $2 to $5 million a car, you know, which is a big difference when you're talking about them hoping to have seven cars for the start of next year.
Yeah. And I, you know, it's going to take some time, obviously. Drivers tend to maybe not get as excited right away about things. You know, I know a lot of the drivers that were at the unveil, Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, Chase Elliott, like, hey, we got to get in it. You know, we got to put, they've done single car tests, maybe two car tests. But what's some of the sense that you've gotten from the drivers as they get ready to race this thing?
Well, it's certainly different. You're talking a whole different type of transmission, transaxle. And so I think that drivers think that they're going to be able to maneuver better on road courses. It's going to be a car that's designed a little more for road racing. And so that they'll have, I like to say that they will be able to just kind of race the car more than muscle it, right? They'll be able to hustle it more than muscle it. You know, in other words, they're going to be, they'll be able to go faster, I think, on some road courses. And I think it'll be really, it'll really show who really has, you know, has ability on road courses. And when you add that, when they've added so many road courses, I think that's going to make a big difference.
NASCAR has made an effort to keep the longtime fan, but also bring new fans in as well. And road courses is one way to do that. We're going to see COTA next week. It make its debut in Texas. We've already seen the Daytona road course, the Indy road course, the Roval at Charlotte, and then the two that have been here forever in Sonoma and Watkins Glen. But how big is that for the sport to do things like that with this car and also the diversity in the schedule to keep the old fan but draw new ones in?
Well, I think what's most important is that they're going to different markets, right? You're going to Road America, you know, huge fan base in Wisconsin that really gets fired up about NASCAR, and they're going to be able to go see it at one of their most iconic venues. Then you're going next week to COTA, Austin, an area where NASCAR really hasn't raced that much. Yeah, they've raced in Texas, but they haven't raced in Austin. So I think going to that market is a big deal. And, you know, and now they're talking, you know, potential Chicago street course in a year or two or three. And again, I think going to that market and actually racing in a downtown area could be really big for the sport.
And then another market, obviously Nashville, that they're going to be coming to the Super Speedway in June. We'll have a race weekend with the trucks, Xfinity, the Cup Series, the first time that the Cup Series has been in Nashville since 1984. We've seen all the talk of that weekend, the fairgrounds, IndyCar doing the street race, the Indy Grand Prix. Nashville seems to be emerging as quite the racing city.
Yeah, you've got such diverse events coming this year to the Nashville area. You know, NASCAR had their awards banquet and everything a couple years ago. I think that hopefully will continue this year. So, yeah, a lot of motorsports energy in the Nashville market. You know, when they were doing the burnouts on Broadway, last year, you could just feel the buzz. And, you know, certainly there were some fans who came in from out of town, but I kind of felt like, you know, this was mostly people from the Nashville area really getting stoked.
So let's talk a little bit about today. Martin Truex Jr. coming off the win last week. He's good here. He's won three times in his career at Dover. He seems to be the driver to beat right now. But Denny Hamlin has run consistently all year. He hasn't found victory lane. And I know he has said that, you know, he's fine with the position that he's in. But I also sense a little frustration kicking in because he wants to win, and he is a proven winner.
Maybe a little bit. I think I don't know that he's totally frustrated. As he says, they've only had the best car a couple of times and they didn't win. So I think he's been pretty happy in the fact that he feels like they're getting the most out of their equipment. Truex, I believe, certainly the favorite today, not because he's won here a few times as much as he was second in both races here last year. Second to Harvick in one, second to Denny in another. He's just so consistent and so good here. And from what crew chiefs were telling me last week is that with Darlington having the 750 horsepower package for the first time, they felt like they'd be able to take a little bit from Darlington to Dover. And if Martin Truex Jr. brought anything that from what he had at Darlington here today to Dover, he's going to be tough to beat.
How about Kyle Larson? How impressive you been with him? The fact that just 12 races in with Hendrick Motorsports, didn't race a majority of last year due to the suspension. And now he's already found victory lane. He probably should have found victory lane again a couple of more times. Things really seem to be clicking with that five team as well.
Yeah, they certainly are. And, you know, this is one of his best tracks. You know, he's won here. I think everybody remembers the beer shotgun in victory lane as much as his win. But yeah, he's very good here. He will be strong today, and he's coming off, you know, a couple of sprint car races. I want to say he was 10th and 6th the last couple of days in the World of Outlaws. So not only is he racing, you know, well here for Hendrick, he's also being able to kind of do his side job of as a sprint car driver and enjoying some of that as well.
And then finally, Kevin Harvick. He hasn't found victory lane yet either, but the closer, as he is known, seems to be getting better. I talked to him a few weeks ago. I know he said there were some things that they were working on with their team, but it kind of looks like Kevin Harvick could be close to finding victory lane again.
I think he's close, but I don't know if he's close enough just yet. You know, look, if he goes out and wins today, I wouldn't be surprised because of just how good Kevin Harvick and that team is. I just wonder if they have the speed yet to be able to get it done. So his key continues to be getting the most out of his days and knowing that they're constantly working on the cars in hopes of finding more speed.
He is Bob Pockrass of Fox Sports. You can catch him on race day and also catch his work out on foxsports.com. Bob, appreciate it.
Thank you, Chase. Looking forward to going to Nashville here in about a month.
Absolutely.